Very well. Here we are at WNEW-FM. We are outdoors at Tower Records. Say hello to Dennis Elsis, who's here.
Hello!
Say hello to Pete Pornatello, who's in the Porsche. Say hello to Dano, who's at the wheel.
He didn't have much to say, Dave Herman.
And of course, that is our own Mr. Marty, who at this time, each and every day before we play Name That Tune, name some news headlines. Be quick about it.
Today are the fastest headlines in history, boys and girls.
Thank you very much. And now, and the hell with the news. Now, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, this is really wild. On the 10th of March, at exactly this time, Mr. Marty and I, quite by accident, got into a discussion about how many songs we thought WNEW-FM had played. I've already won $20 because you said $40 I won. You said...
I said about a million. I admit it, I'm a fool.
I said it has to be more than a million. A few days later, we discovered that at that point in time, it had been 1 million. Mr. Mark Chernoff over here, remember that he was up three nights in a row.
I remember it very well.
And he figured out that we were at about 1,993,400, give or take five songs at that point in time. Since that time, this whole thing evolved. Your response has overwhelmed us. We have rooms and rooms full of bags of mail. It's going to take time to go through to get all of the correct entries gathered together. Rose Polidoro is our promotion director. When do you suppose we might be able to sift through all the mail and a rough time that we can announce winners?
Within the next 24 hours.
Okay, within the next 24 hours, because everybody who sent mail in on Saturday, we want to give those entries an opportunity to get...
Exactly.
Thank you, Rose. Okay, so it is now time to play Name That Tune once again, and to name our 2 millionth record. First, I'm going to play, Mr. Marty, a song for you, What It Isn't.
Okay, What It Isn't. What It Isn't. Okay.
And then after we play the song, What It Isn't, we'll give you a few notes, we'll play it, What It Is, and we'll ask everybody here to call it out. First, here is What It Isn't.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
What isn't it?
Peter Townsend, classic pinball wizard, it is not.
All right, now, we are about to play the 2 millionth rock and roll record ever played on WNEW-FM. Quiet down, everybody, so we can all hear it, because after we hear these first few notes, I'm going to ask everybody to name that tune. First, let's listen to the notes. Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune. God gave rock and roll to you. Argent on WNEW-FM, our 2 millionth record. That's our 2 millionth song. That's God Gave Rock and Roll to You. That's by Argent. Of course, there was no way to plan this whole thing, but God gave my wife Libby and I a son last night. And God gave us all rock and roll, and I hope he gives all of us long life and happiness. And he'll give WNEWFM the opportunity to play rock and roll music for you for many, many, many years. Now, let me tell everybody who's listening and all of you here just how all the clues worked out for anybody who's got a problem with anything. Let's see if we can't go through this. We'll get a bunch of us over here and run them down. Okay, when you think of this song, think of metal, silver-like. There is a silver metal that's called Argent. And Argent, of course, is the group that did the song. Mr. Marty with the second clue.
Okay, R&B is a big part of this songwriter's life. Now, if you think of it, it's not rhythm and blues. It's Russ Ballard, member of Argent. Easy.
Who wrote the song as well. Dano, the third clue.
Oh, no. Oh, it's the B3 that ends it all. That would have to be the Hammond B3 organ throughout the song.
It's the Hammond B3 organ that actually ends the single version of the song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Argent. And clue number five, Dennis?
This songwriter spans the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Well, we've got what? Zombies tunes, Argent tunes recently for Roger Daltrey and other people, right?
That's right.
Okay, Pete, clue number six.
Number six was We Give It to You All the Time Religiously. Obviously, the connection to God who gave rock and roll to you.
And the clue seven was this person knows rock and roll A to Z. Rod Argent, A, of course, was also in the Zombies, Z. Clue number nine, Mr. Marty. Number eight.
Well, matter of fact, number eight is you'll be in deep when you hear this song. That's and Marty. That's real obvious because In Deep, it's my style, but that's the name of the LP the record is from.
That's right. The song is from the album In Deep. Dano, number nine.
Well, this is pretty easy. Don't step on snails, don't climb in trees. It's very clear that that's part of the lyrics from the songs.
Okay, and then, of course, clue number 10 was just a part of the song Backwards. Clue number 11, Dennis.
The French word for money. Now, I took Spanish in high school, but it's argent.
Argent is money. Argent is the band. Pete, clue number 12.
Number 12, if you guess this song, Hold Up Your Head, a monster hit for Argent back in 1972, around the same time as God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
And clue number 13 was just a small piece of the song that we actually played for you. Clue 14, He Gave It to You. And as long as we're here, it'll never be taken away. And of course, that's God Gave Rock and Roll to You. And the final clue actually was just the name of the song that was scrambled. The clue was Roll You Too and Gave God Rock. Those were the clues to the song. How many of you here, show of hands, correctly knew the song? How many of you correctly knew it would be played on April 7th? How many of you knew that it would be played on the midday program on April 7th? Well, as Rose Polidoro told us, within the next 24 hours, just as soon as we can weed out all of the correct entries, we will start announcing the names of the prizes. But right now, here at WNEW-FM, as we begin playing our third million of songs at 102.7, would you join us all in a great tribute to 30 years of rock and roll music, 18 of them on WNEW-FM.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come
this is great. Balls of fire. Try to set the night on fire.
And as we walk. to heaven.
New York, New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Million things, all at a quarter to three. When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they back it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild.
All right, a medley of rock and roll music that spans the era from the late 60s right through the second half of the 80s. And that's as long as we've been giving rock and roll to you here at WNEW-FM. Our 2 millionth song preceded that, God Gave Rock and Roll to You by Argent here at WNEW-FM. I'm Dave Herman. We're at Tower Records broadcasting live for 24 hours because of this momentous event. It's been no other radio station ever to play 2 million rock and roll records. So if you want to come on down to Broadway and West 4th Street, we're at Tower, and we'll continue to broadcast live not only throughout the day today, but all night long tonight and until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we'd love to see your face. We don't get that opportunity too many times to, like, see you and look you right in the face, and you can look us in the face, and we can, you know, fight or have a drink. And so come on down and join us. Dave Herman at 1027. This is WNEW-FM in New York City, the heart of rock and roll. Mr. Marty's got some news to name. I got a lunchtime song, and then we get into our workforce block hour here at WNEW-FM. Mr. Marty's noontime news is brought to you today by the very good people at Zenith. And they would like you to know that the quality goes in before the name goes on at Zenith. We say the same thing for Mr. Marty. And long about this time, which is about 12 noon, isn't it?
That's right, Dave Herman.
Would you mind telling me, all the people right here on Broadway who gathered around Tower Records, and all the people who are listening at home in their offices or in their cars and in their airplanes on all the ships at sea.
On the street.
And on the street, just exactly, precisely, what's new?
Well, Dave, and all you good people out there, here's what's new. Defense Secretary...